And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report, hour number two, on Tuesday, the 23rd of August. We have one of my favorite guests on, Emil de Toffel, because he's so knowledgeable. He's a DDS, a Master of Engineering, and the head of the company called Less EMF, or Less Electromagnetic Frequency Pollution. Their company also has the best monitors for monitoring ultraviolet light, electropollution or electrosmog, radiation, and also the protective materials to actually block these various toxins that affect our epigenetics. Welcome back to the program, Emil.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon.
Well, we have lots of time. We have a full half hour today, a long segment, a short segment. The first thing I'd like to say is I've been, in the past, I was connected to a network that was really not well managed, but we did do it for a while over on the REST network, and I have an extra Inspector Plus was hooked up to it. I'm setting up my Inspector Plus to actually at least post my counts here in Vista, California, North County, San Diego, at about 1,200 feet elevation, about 50 miles north of the Mexican border, so they can actually go on my site. Eventually, I want to set up a network of people that are having data, so we can actually post it up on a board on our site. I think it's important that people realize that from my discovery so far, most of the radiation plumes are, number one, there's three levels. Firstly, there's a water plume that's deep in the oceans along the trenches. There's a superficial surface water plume that's different. Then there's a tropospheric plume, and from what I've investigated so far, it appears that most of the radiation is at relatively high altitudes when it reaches North America, except if it rains or snows. That the Inspector Plus, I've had many people contact me the last 4 years since I told them to fly to the West Coast or Central United States with their Inspector Plus on, and it usually will start spiking at, say, 20, 26,000 feet, where it goes from, say, 35 or 50 counts up to 2,000. And as they descend again, it drops. So there's obviously, the radiation seems to be pretty high altitudes unless you're getting precipitation. We need people to start monitoring because the government isn't. They're just changing the standards to make it, quote, less nasty that you're being irradiated, which I think is crazy. I say government is part of what I call the liocracy. They don't use valid science. They won't give you data, and they won't let you make your own decisions. And if they did, you probably would say we need to have hazmat precautions. So if it's about to rain and there's a radioactive plume over our heads because the flight path of aircraft identified that there was radiation in those clouds, we would probably decide to stay indoors or to leave a raincoat outside and decontaminate before we went inside our home. We'd probably have air filtration systems to make sure we reduce the radioactive particles that are attached to dust and other things like mites and allergens, because radioactive particles are charged and they're going to attach. But none of these issues are being dealt with. And when I even beg people to disagree with me because they say, where is my abuse? I want not ad hominem attacks, because believe me, with my personality and my way I deal with things, I call myself a warthog for God. I have lots of reasons that you may want to attack me. But in a scientifically valid area, I'm begging for what I call scientific abuse, and I don't get any. That's not good. You know, getting ad hominem attacks and not getting valid scientific objections to your statements is a bad thing when it can deal with public health, the danger for future generations, etc. So what do you think, Emil, in terms of what you can give people in terms of reporting their Inspector Plus data or sending it on to me on an ongoing basis, and your precautions for radiation? I mean, and we also have to deal with the fact that the ultraviolet radiation is considerably higher than it has been in the past. The level of ground-level ultraviolet light is way higher in the last 24 years, gradually increasing. More than 73% of the ultraviolet light now, the spectra, is in the UVB, C, and D range, which is dangerous, compared to 23% 24 years ago. So let's talk about some of these issues.
Sure. Well, when you bring up the radioactive fallout, of course, people ask us all the time, well, how much of that is safe, you know? And, of course, for radioactivity, the answer is zero, right? There's no question here. Even a little bit is not safe. Although, you know, to be fair, we do have to put up with some from the normal Earth's background, from the solar radiation, cosmic radiation, and just the radioactive minerals that are in the soil, in the Earth, by nature.
Right.
But these levels are extremely low, really, when you compare it to the amount of man-made pollution that has occurred in the last, call it 100 years,
right,
you know, since we've started exploiting radioactive isotopes. into it.
Then storing them, for example, up in Wisconsin, we talked about four nuclear plants, one still open, and nobody's telling us why the radiation counts are so darn high. So, it, you know, what I see happening is, okay, how's that a little better, Dan? Okay, how about that? Is that better? Okay. Yeah, something happened there. Okay, well, let's see what's going on here. How's that? Is that better? Okay, something's happening technically to my microphone. Okay, so you keep on talking, Emil, and I'll see what I can do to fix this up.
Okay, folks, if you're listening, sorry, there's a technical difficulty here. We're trying to resolve it, and they'll just cut in as soon as they've got it sorted out. So we're talking about the danger of radioactivity, and, of course, the safe levels are zero, but you won't find that really anywhere that you go because of the natural background, the minuscule amount of natural background. The problem is that the radioactive fallout from Fukushima and from radioactive waste and other contaminations, medical waste contamination and so on, getting into the soil, into the air, into the oceans, into the fish, into the food, we're exposed to way more than our ancient ancestors ever were. And so now we're left to fend for ourselves, since our government clearly is not looking out for us. Our local and state officials are not looking out for us. Sure, the EPA will let you know if there's been a nuclear detonation above your town, but you'll know it way before they do.
You'll probably know that from local news. Does that sound better, Dan? Good, okay.
So you're left then basically to look out for yourself, which means getting a meter so that you can monitor the levels in your neighborhood, in your work area, in your home, so that you can see if you're bringing contamination in on your shoes or on your clothing, on the tires of your car and so on. If there are places that you frequent, maybe you go to a ballpark, or maybe you go to the beach or somewhere that you frequent often, you may want to check to see if there's higher levels of contamination there. As well, you'll want to check for items that are maybe already in your home that might be radioactive, such as granite countertops, porcelain sinks and dishes, and so on.
Exactly.
So by diagnosing, you can find out either I have some peace of mind right now, I don't have much contamination, or maybe next week there's a plume that comes overhead and rains down or snows down in your part of the geography and contaminates the soil. You'll know this right away.
Right.
You don't have to check. You don't have to monitor, obviously, every second, although you can. There's meters available that will log the data for you so that you can simply look at it midday or the end of the day and say, oh, okay, levels are pretty much the way they've been for the last 3 months. Or you can say, oh, my goodness, all of a sudden there was a spike here this morning.
Right.
And so you can tell right away what the levels of radioactivity are where you are. It doesn't really help to know what the national average is or what it is on the opposite coast or what it is over in Fukushima, because that's not really relevant to where you're located.
Now, we found out, and this is interesting, we talked to Ann last week, we found out that there are three other plants that were in mothballs in Wisconsin. There's four plants. One is still operational. We suspect what happened is that these other plants aren't being properly managed. Most of them are going to continue recirculating fluid, say, around their steam turbines or regular, called reactors, Mark I reactors, like the one in Fukushima Daiichi. And the problem is the managing companies, even for all the ones in Japan, were all American. And no one's reporting on local radiation detection. In fact, they've actually removed radiation detectors like the one in Idaho from the National Radiation Network that the government manages. And they didn't place one back there when it really spiked really high. So we have local release from poorly managed plants or mothball plants. And then we have also depots of old radioactive waste going right back to Manhattan. And then we have Fukushima. My plan, which I recommend to Senator Wyden of Oregon and Feinstein 5 years ago, was that we would have radiation plume analysis in aircraft on their flight path and determine those plumes, the altitude they were at, and also do air sampling and send it off to a nuclear spectroscopy lab to know the specific fingerprint of the isotopes that are coming. They've had flights, for example, from Malaysia to Vancouver, Canada, where they've limited the flight crew and pilots to only one flight per month because they're flying directly through the major plumes and they're getting sores, their hair falling out, and bleeding gums. So they're getting radiation effects because it concentrates it in the aircraft cabin because the air is compressed. And when you take compressed air, you multiply, say, 10 or 20 times in order to maintain pressure at 8,000 feet, which is what the average cabin is, unless it's the Dreamliner, which is down at 5,000 feet, but now they've taken them out of service because of fire hazards and other things. So I think it's important for people to understand that the government is confabulating. They're not. You need to get your own data, and you can get the radiation detector. Now, the next thing I think people should be aware of is the ultraviolet light that's being out now is much higher. It's not only going to give you sunburns, but it's going to photoactivate pollution from, let's say, if you eat bread, you're going to get glyphosates, and it's going to be laced with these toxic pesticides, and the toxic pesticides are photoactivated, as well as many, many drugs. Many drugs are photoactivated, and they're genotoxic and can cause cancer or autoimmune diseases. And knowing what the ultraviolet light is out there, for example, I don't usually go to my pool until after 4 o'clock. Most of the time it's 4:30, 5 o'clock before I get there, if at all. And the reason is, number one, I don't want to get blasted with high-energy ultraviolet light because it's much higher. In fact, I don't get exposure on my feet and legs, but I have a tan. So the light is so energetic now, it goes right through my pool, even when I'm standing or swimming around, and it still tans me, even though I don't have any time exposure above the pool. I just go boom right in the water, and when I'm finished, I come out. So what do you think of that, Emil? The ultraviolet light's changed, hasn't it? And you have technology to measure it.
This is what I understand, that the ultraviolet light has a different characteristic to it than it did some years ago.
Right.
And, of course, a greater intensity. So this means more burning of the skin, of course, more formation of cataracts in the eyes,
right,
and more skin cancer.
So, three-quarters of cataracts of the left eye, which is closest to the driver's window. Three-quarters of cataracts.
Yeah, that's also an interesting statistic.
Huh. Yeah, and also the rate of skin cancer is going dramatically, but people aren't aware of what's called photoactivated pesticides in our food supply and photoactivated medical drugs. For example, Levaquin, which is a PPAR gamma 1 inhibitor. When you activate Levaquin, you can get a global mitochondriopathy that can put you into heart failure or cause a rhabdomyolysis or serious damage to your mitochondria throughout your body. Because the DNA gyrase 4 inhibitors are amplified dramatically by exposure to light. And if you're taking certain drugs, they're photoactivated and they become very dangerous. People aren't aware of that.
Sure, and so once again, we're left with who's going to warn us when the UV levels are highest in our part of the country or our part of the world at,
right.
And at what times during the day. Obviously, it's not an issue at night unless you're prone to using a tanning beds, which is a whole other story.
Right.
But for natural sunlight, UV, you want to measure. If you're going to spend any time outdoors, you're going to want to measure, and you're going to want to take precautions, limiting the time you spend with your bare skin exposed to the sun, covering up with clothing, covering up with UV-protecting lotion,
right, now,
and so on.
These are all big issues, but the one that I think is biggest, is believe it or not, is electropollution. And your company is the premier electropollution company with not only monitors for it, you can walk around your home and see if your light switches, your dimmer switches are bad. Talk about some of the equipment and the things people can use, like walls to block radiation from smart meters. If anybody thinks this is benign and it's a non-thermal effect, I can tell you it's very dangerous. And people don't understand the... I'm presenting a lecture this December on basically the song of DNA, and they explain how biophotons regulate the epigenetic channels that regulate ion flow and transmembrane incursion into the cell and nucleoplasm of specific biomolecules to turn on and off genes. And when you jam those communication channels by using electropollution, you really screw up the cell and the communication with the DNA. And people aren't aware that human biology can't withstand this. The amount of smart meter data that's going on right now is going to go up exponentially as all of these smart meter compliant appliances come on, and the amount of data flow is in terabytes per second whipping through your home and your electrical systems and your body.
Yeah, and it's scary because the smart meters are only one of dozens and dozens of sources of this radiation that's in our homes.
Right.
Electromagnetic radiation. However, it's one that is on 24/7. It's one that has a very intense punch to it, meaning it puts out very strong pulses, and not once a day or twice a day, but every 8 to 15 seconds, depending on what type of equipment.
They tried to lie to me, but of course, I said, I got contacted you, Emil, and you get me the radiation detection, and it was putting out so many kilowatts per square meter per second. I mean, the average number of hits was something like, you know, every 3 to 5 or 10 seconds, depending on where in the house I was and which home I was near. And we're in a gated community, so we're on 12, 14 acres, so we're not bang up against each other. We have a more than an acre here on our property with a wall around it. The house across the street has 4 acres. They're still blasting a lot of radiation. I can point the directional antenna of my radiation detector. You mentioned the name because if people are really curious, they're expensive. But this smart meter detection antenna system from Germany is very accurate. It's scary when you look at the data go, vroom, and then you turn on the sound, too, and you can realize, my DNA is getting fried.
Right. So that's called the high-frequency meter. It's made by Gigahertz Solutions.
Right.
And the beauty of that is it is a very simple device to use. I mean, it just gives you one number, so there's not, like, a whole lot of interpretation. And, of course, the sound, which makes it very easy to characterize. You can point it at your smart meter, and you'll hear a short quiet period, and then this very intense sound will come when the pulse happens, and you'll see the numbers go up, of course.
Right.
And if you check your Wi-Fi, it'll have a different quality of sound. You check your cell phone, it'll have a different quality to the sound, depending on the rate of the pulses and the intensity of the pulses that are being emitted. The other beautiful thing about that meter is that it's got this interesting green conical antenna on it, which gives it a directional character so that you can point it to a suspected source, maybe to the north or to the east, and you see how much radiation is coming from that direction.
I had some skeptics come
identify.
By my home. I had some skeptics come by to my home, and I did that directional thing, and they were all, we all know all the stuff. I said, really? I said, okay, will you walk out with me? And our home is about maybe 50, 60 feet higher than the home across the street. I said, I'm going to point down toward their home on their garage where they probably have it. And they go, vroom, and they go, oh, my God. I said, argument over. Then I walked over and pointed at the other home on the other direction, probably about another, 500 yards away. And you can see it vroom, go right to the ceiling. It's like, do you now understand that you are being blasted? And then every so many homes or an apartment building, they may have these super carrier ones that actually kind of amalgamate all the signals. And the way it does it is it's called a signaling swarm. There's data not just for your home, but for literally maybe hundreds of homes that are swarming through, jumping from one smart meter system to another. And then there's this main node, you want to call it, where it's all collected and broadcast back to the main depot. So the power corporation can know the power usage. They can literally sell the data of how many times you're using your smart meter compliant hair dryer or refrigerator, or if you're trying to do the laundry. And in Switzerland, for example, in Sweden, I mean, we had Dr. Ole Johansson on a few years ago. They were actually shutting off people's laundry so they could only do it after 10 p.m. at night to smooth out the power usage curve. That's how crazy it is. It's what I call totalitarian control of your power usage. Nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really right, is that it's not just a health issue, but it's a security issue. People can monitor what sort of devices you're using and when you're using them.
Right.
As well as they'll soon be able to turn them off if they don't want you using it.
Exactly, and they're all tuned to 2.4 gigahertz. And I want to explain this, and I've talked about some of my expert friends like Dr. Truott, who do a PhD, and he was in communication with a doctor here in San Diego, worked with Linus Pauling. If you can actually work out the harmonic resonant frequency by atomic weight of metals and minerals. And if you look at water, its base atomic frequency is 2.4 gigahertz. The way water works, it works as what's called a transmitter of biophotons directly to your DNA and your cell membranes. And if you tune into 2.4 gigahertz, you're going to scramble the signal, the noise ratio, and jam signals so the cell can't communicate. All of the smart meter systems, all the Wi-Fi networks are all tuned to 2.4 gigahertz. Crazy. Stay right there. We'll be back in a moment with Les EMF, sponsored affiliate, radar at NutriMedical.com. Contact them.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Cancellation day of your ignorance. One of the things that once in a while I get somebody that likes to do it and I want to attack. Look, I have a titanium thick rhinoceros skin. I don't give a damn what people think about me. But I do care about them despite whether or not they like me or not because I'm a nice person. I'm a person that's compassionate. And I want to give you out there information that you're not going to get on the regular blogosphere. You're not going to get it from morons and people that aren't qualified that don't know biophysics, advanced chemistry, genetics, etc. People like Alex Jones and the so-called bevy of doctors and other idiots that really don't know what they're talking about. What I want you to know is I do know. I have a background in nuclear physics, advanced chemistry, biophotonics, all kinds of research in this for 4 decades. And I can tell you I know the top experts like Emil de Toffel and research scientists in the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow or other scientists like Dr. Zhu. And what I'm doing is I'm standing on their shoulders and I can see farther than even the giants I stand on their shoulders. And I want you to know, you're not going to get this information, accurate information elsewhere with the right meters. You want to get the right meters, the right technology, and you also have things to block the radiation. And there's some people are so sensitive that they can't live in a high radiation zone. And it's getting increased. And it's not just a percentage of the population. If you do scanning electron microscopy and look at neuropores, which are a good measure of stress to cell membranes, 100% actually show signs of stress due to electropollution, not 25 or 35%. So, Emilio, you have a couple of other things to mention. We're going to have you back next week to talk about some of these. We'll be back on Tuesday, the 30th and hour, the top of hour number two. So let's continue. Tell us what you'd recommend.
Sure. Once you've used your meters to determine what sources of radiation there are in your home, what kind of radiation is high and what the sources are, there will be a shielding or mitigation solution for it. We think about it in terms of three categories. One is increasing your distance from the source. So either you move the people away from the source or you move the source away from where the people are. A classic example of this is a Wi-Fi router. You never want to have this thing right near where the people are because it's on day and night and it's transmitting day and night. And there's absolutely no reason for this to be sitting right by your desk or worse, right in your bedroom next to where the people are. Take that thing and move it up to the attic or down into the basement or out into the garage away from where people are. It won't slow down your connection. There will be some distance, of course, at which you lose your connection. So you don't want to move it like down the street. But move it 10, 20, 30 feet away from where the people are. You'll still have plenty of connection if you insist on having Wi-Fi at all. So number one, increase your distance. Number two, turn off the source of radiation. Put it on a switch. Put it on a timer.
Yeah, you have timers that can turn it off at a certain time at night. There's a lot of people forget to turn it off at night. I didn't turn it off. And, of course, the first symptom most people have if they have it is stress and it causes insomnia. My first symptom in November of 2011, when they put a smart meter on the other side of my wall in my studio, without my permission, was I went from being slightly insomniac to, oh, my gosh, is he ever insomniac. It was not funny. When you're getting 45 minutes of sleep at a time in a session, you realize there's a problem. And so, you know, smart meters will do really screwy things to you. We think there's going to be increased rates of autism, increased rates of polyneuropathy, diabetes, stress hormones go real high, blood pressure. All kinds of bad stuff happens when your stress
Alzheimer's
hormones are increased.
Alzheimer's.
And also, if you have it'll be called Dogheimer's, I call it.
So you can put these things on a timer or on a switch, or you can get rid of them altogether and replace them with a wired internet router or similar device. So increase your distance, turn the thing off, and then, of course, there's shielding. There's a whole variety of shielding in the form of shielded clothing, shielding paints for the walls, shielding plastic films for the windows, shielding fabrics that you can make drapes with or bedding, curtains, all kinds of things. So if you've got an EMF issue, there's a type of shield for it if you can't increase your distance.
The way to contact Emil is to go to the front page of Nutra Medical, go down to Less EMF, hit the contact, and if you have to call in, tell them you're referred by NutraMedical.com. They'll help you. They'll provide you technology to monitor all these different things and to protect you because epigenetically, you're in the firing line for electropollution and many other dangers. Yeah, Emil, here's the card.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And welcome back. We have Campbell Kilgore in New Zealand with Mountain Red Velvet. I call it the toner for life. You know, you have a printer beside your computer. You put toner in it. If you have a good toner for color and black and white, you're going to get nice pictures. Think of every time you go to sleep at night, you get a little release of melatonin. There's also a set of nuclei in the base of the brain that are what we call biophoton generators. They actually send down signals to the parts of your DNA. Remember, only 7% of your DNA codes for alleles, which are proteins for structural proteins or enzymes. 93% is what's called, they used to call it junk DNA. That's because the scientists had junk for brains. But then they now realize they used to then call it harmonic DNA or epigenetic DNA, which means it controls the epigenes that regulate turning on and off genes. And it turns out that without the right, if you want to call it toner, which is present in fetuses, which is in Mountain Red Velvet, you can actually photocopy yourself in the future to make a future clone of yourself. So no one, and this is an important term that I've invented, it's called no one's older than a seven-year-old. What do you think of that term? Pretty good one, hey?
Absolutely, very good.
Now, Campbell, Mountain Red Velvet's unique among even the Mountain Red Velvet. There's a lot of knockoffs and garbage, even from New Zealand. It's not the same quality. It might look brown because it's actually bone. It's not the velvet, a little fuzz. It has xylazine because it used anesthetic to take the animal down and put them into a calm state so they can cut off their antlers, which, by the way, is totally renewable. It doesn't hurt the animal. In fact, they probably like it because they get a big haircut of anywhere from 25 to 35 pounds of antler bone and fuzz. So the animals like it. I mean, their paddocks are like what I call the Sandals Resort for red deer. They're Scottish red deer. So
that's right. Yep.
So tell us more about Mountain Red Velvet. Some of their most remarkable stories. I tell people, if we succeed in zero senescence, Mountain Red Velvet is going to make a major role in that. It'll be a better version that can be digested to the terminal ileum, which is where we're working on a capsule for that. Number two, it'll be a surgical version we can give to our MASH units to give people intravenously for multiple trauma or burns, spray on the areas. It'll be in sheets and granules, so if you're trying to regenerate skin or organs, solid organs, we're going to be giving surgical versions of Mountain Red Velvet. The current toner they use in the University of Wisconsin and North Carolina at their regenerative centers is garbage, and I've known this from my top experts that I talked to in stem cell transplant. The ideal material is a altered by heating, preserving all eight classes of 396 biomolecules and six hormones, Mountain Red Velvet biomolecules. And if we can succeed at doing that in a surgical version as well as a new encapsulation just to get it to the terminal ileum so it can become a micelle, we'll improve the efficacy even more. But Mountain Red Velvet is amazing. If you have somebody who has painful joints, their brain isn't working, they're in liver failure, they're in heart failure, they've got skin that's now tearing because they bump into a door jamb when they're 80 years of age and their skin tears, in every way, this reverses and helps to clone you into a better future.
That's right, and you raise a very, very important point in that it is all about the quality of the velvet. And it's something that we looked at 20 years ago when we started our research, and we looked at the state of the market. And New Zealand certainly now produces the best quality velvet in the world. And the challenge for Mountain Red was, how do we make something very good even better? So Karen, the founder, she looked around New Zealand for a number of years. She spoke to many people in the industry, and she identified a number of opportunities. And the first one was in the supplement field, so in the area that we operate in, that quality is critical. Because what happens at the moment, and has happened for the last two decades in New Zealand, is once the velvet is removed, it is graded. So it's graded on site, it's graded on size, it's graded on shape. And a lot of this material, we call it whole stick antler, it then goes into China, where it goes through into a traditional Chinese medicine, and it's sliced and it's cut and it's boiled. So we said, okay, that's fine, but that's where the very good quality velvet goes. And what is tending to happen was that the poor quality velvet, so the misshapen stuff and the stuff that wasn't that great, and the material that had started really going through that transformation from velvet into antler, so from active into inactive bone, that was what was being used and was ending up in supplements. And we said, well, that's really bad, because what it means is that the poor person who's going in and buying deer velvet in a capsule, they're really buying nothing more than bone, or they're buying not as good quality material. So we completely reversed the process, and we were the first company to guarantee the quality of material that was being used in supplement form. And as you quite rightly point out, Dr. Bill, we were also the first company that said, we're not going to use this sedative. And the reason we're not going to use the sedative is, number one, we don't believe it's necessary. It's used for convenience, but it's also quite dangerous for the animal. But at the point where that material then is being taken into the human food chain as a supplement, you still have residue of that material in your finished velvet. So we said, we're not going to do that. And we've developed a completely different way of safe removal, of removal that doesn't harm the animal. And as you rightly point out, velvet is completely renewable. So we have stags now that have been doing this job for 20, 25 years. And every year they just start this incredible process again, and it's beginning very shortly to start this process of renewal, creating this incredible bioactive material. So when you buy Mountain Red, you get that guarantee. You get the guarantee, first and foremost, of New Zealand quality and of quality that surpasses that in terms of Mountain Red. So we source from accredited farms. So these are giant ranges where the animals essentially run wild. They're brought in once a year. We give them this incredible haircut. We catch this bioactive. And then in terms of the processing, we make sure that that's done in a manner that maintains the integrity of all of these 396 active biomolecules. So we don't boil it, we don't overheat it, we don't treat it with alcohol. We just do a gentle process, and all we're really doing is we're removing the moisture that then allows us to take the material, to mill it, to then encapsulate it. And the other important thing is that when you buy Mountain Red, in the capsule you get one thing and one thing only. You get pure Mountain Red deer velvet. There's no additives, there's no fillers, there's no other compounds that don't need to be in there. I continue to see on the market product that's being sold to the consumer, and it says, for example, a 500 milligram capsule, and it talks about an equivalence to the what we call the wet weight of antler. So what they're actually doing is they're putting in about 130 milligrams of velvet into a 500 milligram capsule, and the rest of it is filler. So you're getting essentially cheated. When you buy Mountain Red and you get that 500 milligram capsule, it's exactly that. It's 500 milligrams and 500 milligrams of pure Mountain Red deer velvet. So, as we say, be aware that not all velvet is the same, but when you buy Mountain Red, you're simply buying the best. And it's the one that is going to be most likely to give you these incredible benefits that we've seen over the last 15 years or so in terms of exercise enhancement, in terms of energy, in terms of really just restoring you and giving you back your mobility and your flexibility.
Yeah, it really is amazing. A lot of people, we recommend taking with it other nutraceuticals we have in our, I think Collagen Max is one of the first, anti-inflammatory Inflamex, Tendon Mender, which is good effect the tendonites epigenetically and the joint performance. But we start off with the first layer is just take Collagen Max and Mountain Red Velvet. And if you've got a lot of inflammation, Inflamex. If it still is not responding, then we add to it the other nutraceuticals. What I find amazing is when you provide the biomolecules, the body deals with the inflammation. Inflammation, in a sense, is a way of the alarm system of the body to say, this needs repair, don't move it. So it's pain is misjudged by people. Pain, if it's appropriate, is to tell you don't move the part because it's partially broken, and if you keep moving it, it'll completely rupture. Or you're going to make the inflammation, the damage to the joint worse. And what Mountain Red Velvet does, it fixes the problem so the pain goes away because the underlying reason why the pain is there is going away. That's really quite different than, quote, covering up the pain with non-steroidals or steroid injections. It actually fixes the problem.
That's right. And you look at where this material is coming from. Red deer are the only mammalian animal in the world that regenerate bone. And they do this on an annual basis. You can virtually collect, you can mark on your calendar when you're going to start seeing this incredible process occurring. And we talked a few weeks ago, Dr. Bill, of going out into the paddocks. And the first sign that this journey is beginning is you start seeing what we call these buttons. And that's the previous year's growth just falls off. You begin to then see the animals, and you'll start seeing this incredible growth. And the growth we're talking about here, we're talking about inches and inches every day. So these animals are laying down an enormous amount of new material. This regeneration is quite incredible. And the other thing that we do that's very different is we keep a very close eye on our boys, and we remove the velvet very early, earlier than a lot of other people. And the reason we do that, whilst it means that the yield for us is far lower, it means that the quality is far higher. Because velvet, if you like, is the precursor to antler. So right. Antler is hard, it's bony, it's calcified, and it really has no real benefit
Right. So you're, in other words, you're catching in the pre-antler phase rather than the phase where it's converting into antler.
Absolutely correct. And the reason we do that, when we take this material off, it's very soft. It's very warm. It has a very unusual feel to it. It's very warm because I think you've got an enormous amount of molecular energy in there. So we remove that very quickly and very early on, really to make sure that, again, when we're drying this material, that we're giving the consumer and the person who wants these health benefits, we're giving them velvet and we're not giving them hard, bony, really useless antler. So again, it's something to, you know, to look out for. You people can go onto the net now. You will see a plethora of velvet, of people purporting to be velvet products. Now, interestingly, we were asked to sample some material here in New Zealand from a customer who had bought some. They sent us their capsules. We opened them up, and it was a rather sort of dull gray white powder.
If it wasn't for the fact that it has a body count, in other words, people are going to still suffer. Their brain's not going to work better.
That's right.
Their heart failure isn't going to go away. By the way, if we have people with arthritis, congestive heart failure, dementia, skin is thinning, osteoporotic bones, everything, there's no tissue that cannot be regenerated, and part of that treatment is mountain red velvet.
Absolutely.
And the way I tell people to take it is open two capsules. One of the two you swallow, the other one you open and put under your tongue for 10 to 15 minutes before you swallow, and do that two or three times a day if you've got a serious problem. And you'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days to weeks. You say, my gosh, where did my pain go? How come my joints don't hurt? How come I don't have carpal tunnel syndrome or tenosynovitis, where you can actually feel the ropey inflammation around the tendon sheaths, where there's fluid collecting around the tendons in your foot, your leg, your back, whatever? It's amazing how it'll deal with that, isn't it?
That's right, absolutely. And the other thing, and I know a lot of your listeners will be in North America, I know that you're sort of in the height of your summer now, you're beginning to think about, you know, winter's a long, long time away. And what I would say is this is the time to start investing with Mountain Red, start building up your immune system now, because we know that Mountain Red Velvet, take it every day, it is an incredible natural immune booster.
Right.
And we know that immunity is key to good health. I think, Dr. Bill, we spoke many years ago, we did a little study here in where we live, and it was actually two office blocks. And we had a number of workers, and some of them went on to Mountain Red Velvet, and others said, no, I won't do that. And we, about a year later, we were talking to somebody, and they said, you know what? The people who were taking Mountain Red Deer Velvet, they don't get sick. They have far greater stamina. Their attendance at work was noticeably far higher. In fact, I don't think there was a single sick day. And we have to put that down. Okay, it's anecdotal, but I think we have to put it down to the fact that we know that velvet boosts immunity, and we know that good, strong immunity in the 21st century is very difficult to actually achieve. We're getting knocked by pollution. We're getting knocked by stress. That drive down the freeway in the morning to work and the drive back at night, all of these things counter our natural immunity. A lot of prescription drugs counter immunity. So what can you do? Well, naturally, very little, but you can take things like zinc, you can take things like Mountain Red Deer Velvet, and that will boost your immunity, and we know that that is one of the key principles of maintaining good health. And I have to say, I've been taking Mountain Red now for almost 20 years, even before, I mean, we did a lot of testing before we brought the product to market, and I have to say, in those 20 years, I have had my best health. So we give it to our children, we give it to our friends, we have an enormous amount of experience in terms of seeing how well people are when they take this product.
Right.
They have great energy, they sleep well, they have that flexibility back, they have all of these hidden benefits as well that we've spoken about in terms of, we know that velvet does things like it reduces cholesterol, it reduces blood pressure. It has an enormous set of benefits in terms of for cardiovascular health, for cerebral health, for joint health. So really, it's quite a unique product. It comes from a unique source. As I say, these animals are the only ones in the world that will regenerate this material every year. So as an all-rounder, as something that is a fantastic supplement, just helping people to do nothing more than getting on with life. But that, at the end of the day, is what we all want to do. We want to get through life. We want to be able to enjoy it. Whether that enjoyment, whether it be a walk around the block, whether it be playing with the grandchildren, whether it be a round of golf, whether it be baseball. Mountain Red helps you do that. It takes away those aches and pains. It gives you that energy back, and it really regenerates you. So it is an incredible product from an incredible part of the world and from an incredible group of animals.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Now, one of the things I think it's important is Mountain Red Velvet is so easy to take. These are small capsules. There's no bad taste afterwards. You can swallow them easily. You can open the capsules. It's actually not that unpleasant, the little powder inside it. And when you swallow it, you'll notice after a few days, you say, Jim, I'm not creaky. I've like had a lube job. My brain's working better. Hey, your nose, your muscles will respond quicker if you're doing sport activity. If you're trying to heal something, let's say a wound or something, it'll heal faster because you've provided the biomolecules to do that. It's pretty neat, isn't it?
That's right. And I'll tell you, here in New Zealand, one of the interesting ways that people actually take their Mountain Red in the morning here, a lot of people have toast with their coffee, whatever, and they actually open up the capsule and they sprinkle it on their toast. So it's another different way of taking a fantastic product and getting those incredible health benefits.
Exactly. Stay right there. We'll be back for another short segment. And let's book the time.
Okay.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Eyes have changed. back. So the introduction is, if you want to get well and regenerate your tissues, clone yourself into a future you that you like. Get Mountain Red Velvet. And there's lots of advances coming down the road, but these are available right now. As they say, the starter protocol is take Mountain Red Velvet, Collagen Max, Tendon Bender, Joint Performance, and you're going to start seeing your joints and so on. If you're just talking about any tissue in your body, brain, heart, liver, kidneys, you need to take Mountain Red Velvet. 90% of disease is actually aging. And it turns out, and I've found a number of classes of different molecules. I want to mention this for just a minute. There's ionic minerals that are very unique present in Mountain Red Velvet that are much more bioavailable. There are growth hormones, six growth hormones. There's what's called transmembrane special proteins and we call transducers that stick in the cell membrane and actually act as a second messenger transfer to inside the cell. There's biomolecules that are structural proteins or enzymatic cofactors. So there's a whole range of different classes of molecules that are very unique. You can't get in an organic diet. You can't get by having the best organic diet on the planet. These are biomolecules that would be present if you're in your mommy's tummy, again, and you're a fetus. Now, you're not going to get it in a new uterus, like a large, wouldn't it be funny if people could actually reattach an umbilical cord and regrow or whatever, but you don't need to do that. All you need to do is take Mountain Red Velvet, and the body says, oh, I have the cofactors to let my stem cells jump off the freeway of your main circulation, your microcirculation. The plans for the architectural design of an organ is present in these Mountain Red Velvet transducer molecules that tell the body how to rebuild your heart, your lung, your kidneys, etc. And let's go to it. And that's what happens. The body clones you into a future of a healthier body if you have the right cofactors. And there are no substitutes. I mean, it's not like, oh, well, I can take glucosamine and chondroitin, which is good 25, 30 years ago when I introduced it to Olympic orthopedic surgeons that were working with Olympic athletes. But not now. Nowadays, you want something that's light years beyond that Mountain Red Velvet. So, you know, just try it. We have people say, well, will it affect my liver and improve it? Of course it will. Will it affect your brain? Yes. Will it affect myelination of your nerve tracts if you've got early Alzheimer's? Yes. Is it going to make my skin thicker so it's not going to tear when I bump the door jamb and I'm 80 or 75? Yes. Is it going to make me have better skin, hair, and nails and less wrinkles? Yes. That's a lot of yeses, isn't it?
It is.
In other words, this is like internal plastic surgery of not just your skin, but your internal organs. You're not just going to look better, you're going to be better.
Yeah. And that's it. We have almost 20 years now in this business of producing the best velvet in the world. And the results, as they say, speak for themselves. It's a case of get out there, try some, and it's amazing how good you will feel.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, Kimball, when you have the next harvest, mm-hmm. tell us some of the kind of details of how humanely you deal with the animals, because the way you guys deal with it is totally different. I had some character, I want to say, who sent me some photos of how they do it in, say, Russia or elsewhere where they harvest it. It's like, this is like cruel. The way you do it is so gentle and so nice to the animals. I'm sure you are.
It is.
You probably,
yep.
I wonder, do you have names for these guys, if they have any distinguishing marks?
Oh, we do. We do. And, you know, our children grew up on the farm, and they had pet deer and pet names for them all. And
one of
these boys now are getting pretty old. But as I say, they go in, they get their hair cut, they come out. They are feeling a lot lighter. They feel a lot happier.
Yeah.
You're dead right. It's the biggest question we get is, how can you harm these animals? And the simple thing and simple answer is, no, we don't.
Yeah, amazing.
These boys have been around for a long time. They know us. They're members of the family. And we believe absolutely that healthy deer produce healthy velvet. So we look after them, and they're a number one priority.
Exactly. Thank you, Kimball. Back in a moment.
Thank you.
Hour number three coming up.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.